This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here with Kenny Johnson, but a lot of people at Bills Mafia know you more so as Pinto Ron. Stadium's going to be in its final season, actually ongoing in its final season, and we're standing literally right across the way here in Hammer's Lot, where you always take camp here for Bills game days. When you think about the current Highmark Stadium, or you look at the current Highmark Stadium, what is the significance of that building to you?
Well, I've been watching Bills games in there since 76. That's a long time. And, you know, generally sitting in the same seat. And it's just become like my living room. Like, it's a comfort place that I live in, sort of, for a period of time. I'm going to miss it, I'll tell you that. I know why they have to build a new one. There's a few things I'm not going to miss in this old stadium, like the narrow concourses. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to miss being rained on because my new seats are under a cover under the press box. In fact, if I hear something wrong on the radio, I'm going to have a little stick in my hand and whack the top of the press box a couple times. I know why they have to move it. I love my sight lines. I love what I see right now. I think I've got equivalent seats, so I'll get over it.
Yeah, Absolutely. What was your first memory when you became a Bills fan and you were, coming to games? What's the first memory that you had in that stadium?
Memory I had was when I actually walked into the stadium. Because when you look at the outside of the stadium, you just see the upper deck plates, and it's not very overwhelming. And I was in a lower bowl for that seat. It was 1976, as I recall. When I came through the tunnel, and all of a sudden the lower bowl just emerged, it was like goosebumps. I was just awestruck because I had no idea how big it was because we just see those upper deck plates. And a couple games later, I took my wife on the first date there, so that's a memorable thing. I think that was 1977, and just lots of memories rolling from that.
I mean, you come out to every game here and you go to every game for the Bills, but I mean, to be here at Highmark Stadium, to make that trek out, I mean, that, it takes some dedication, right? To be able to come out here for every game.
Dedication is the word, especially with my game streak that I have. It's not that hard to do, but it is the dedication. You know, your kid's turning 16 on their birthday, your best friend gets married, you just don't let things get in the way. And, you know, after 3 or 4 years of doing that, nobody would let anything get in my way. There's no way, it could be a family reunion and they don't want to see me there. They want to make sure I'm at the game, or Thanksgivings I've missed, or Christmas I've missed. So after a few years, it got easier. But dedication is the word for it. Not hard.
Now, I think what a lot of people, they think of Highmark Stadium and they're watching the games on primetime or just any game. They see you and the ketchup and mustard. You're very synonymous with that. Just... what does that kind of mean to you where, when people think about memories of the current stadium or they're watching, the last season, they see you, they think of you as part of that whole association with the current stadium and the Bills.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. You know, to think that, you know, I've got legendary status with some stupid things that I started doing 35 years ago. I hope I'm remembered for the new stadium equally as well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. When, in all the years that you've been going to Bills games, what are some of the best memories, some of the best stories that you like to tell people of games or whatnot in that stadium?
There's been a lot of epic games in this stadium. My favorite game of all time was the AFC Championship game leading to our first Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The reason why it's my favorite of all time, I mean, it's been to a lot of playoff games, is because we were winning so big at halftime, I think it was 42-3, that with an entire half of football left, you knew you were going to the Super Bowl. And back then, you can party in the stadiums a little bit more hardy than you can party in the stadiums now. So that whole second half was just a giant party. It was just awesome running around the stadium. Everyone was going crazy. That's my finest memory. But there's been a lot of epic, you know, epic games like the 77 second, 21 points in 77 seconds. I'll go way back to Roland Hooks, you know, when he caught a bomb in 1971, you know, last play of the game. Lots of good games.
Yeah, absolutely. What, who are some of the favorite players you've gotten the chance to watch? I know that there's Josh Allen now. You had Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Bruce Smith. And even during the years where the team wasn't so good, there were still some lovable players. I mean, who are some of the people that you always think of when you were thinking of that stuff?
Well, actually, you left out one of the obvious ones. I just managed to get to a game in time to see O.J. Simpson once or twice. So that goes way back. My first couple of games, he was actually running in those games. Yeah, Roland Hooks, Jimmy Braxton. Nobody's going to know these names. Just old parts, you know. There's so many names. I'm drawing a mind block on this, you know.
So when the stadium is decommissioned, when it's getting prepped for demolition, is there anything in that stadium that you would like to take with you? Take it home, put it on a mantle, put it in your basement, or you know. Have it with you out here in the tailgate lot for every game.
Well, any souvenir from that stadium will be a good thing. Ideally, which I know can't happen, is I find a way of cutting my seat off on the last game and carrying my seat out. I'm an upper deck guy, so it's the benches, so it's a little hard. I'd have to smuggle a hacksaw. Maybe I can slide the hacksaw right through the metal detector, you know, put it with your keys, cell phone, hacksaw, see if they notice.
So we've got a handful of games left in this stadium. What is one last thing you would like to see in the current Highmark Stadium before it's torn down?
The AFC Championship game and the big win to get us to the Super Bowl. That's the last thing I want to see in the stadium is the team leaving the field, knowing they're going to get on a plane and heading to California.
All right. So the nice part about, you know, this area where you're at, you get a nice view of the current stadium. Mm-hmm. And then you get a beautiful view of the new stadium that's going to be opening up this coming July. What excites you most about this new stadium?
Well, first of all, the escalators. I mean, look at me, I'm 100 years old. That excites me a lot. I like the cover. I'm going to have the cover over me so nobody's going to rain on my parade. Mm-hmm. The concourses are going to be really wide. I actually kind of know what this stadium is going to look like because it was designed after the London Stadium that we played in. And I knew that they used the same design when I went to London, so I spent a lot of time walking around that stadium. And it's going to be a nice stadium. The upper deck concourses are going to actually look almost like our club seat concourses right here. And it'll be a nice stadium. It'll be different. I'm going to miss the Oval, like I said, but life goes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.